This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I hate to weed, therefore I mulch. That's not entirely true, but it made for a catchy opening. I do like to help my plants retain a little moisture in dry times, and mulch offers that. We talked about inorganic mulch yesterday, such as rock and recycled rubber. Today, I want to talk about organic mulch, which I also call muscle mulch. These mulches provide color, texture, and will break down and add compost to your soil. They also provide weed suppression. They do need replacing, but I think that's a fair trade. Shredded or chipped bark is the most common and comes in lots of choices. Cedar, redwood, and oak, any of the hardwoods, last longer and are less likely to promote mold than pine or softwoods. If you use the color-enhanced mulches, keep in mind that the dye fades. A little tip, add some extra nitrogen to your soil when using bark mulches. Shredded leaves are a cheap option and usually abundant. Grass clippings are another cheap option, but beware of heavy doses of fertilizer or weed killer. They can most certainly harm your plants. Peanut, cottonseed, and cocoa bean hulls are good organic choices. If packed too tightly, you may get some mold growing with those, but if you do, just rake over the mulch and let some air get to it. I've also heard about people using chopped eucalyptus as mulch. I'll have a little more on that on gardenbite.com. Maintain about a 2 to 3 inch layer for best results. If your mulch is too thick, it could suffocate your plants, at least during the growing season. Another tip, don't pack your mulch right up to the stem of your plants. Little critters like to live there and feed off the stems, so leave about a 2 inch circle around your plants. Think donut, not volcano. Your gardens will look great and be easier to maintain. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions by email or Garden Bite Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.